Blog Talk Radio.
A man should decide what he wants to do with his life.
But every time you ask them what was the greatest challenge, they would always say the black male.
The question stands as to what we are willing to do and to build new institutions that will speak to our needs.
I just do the work. I look at it like a lot of people I know who look at it for their 15 minutes of fame, and this is my life's walk. When I leave here, people will say, that he ain't never stopped this. No, I never will stop it.
For more than two decades, Rory T. Edwards has established himself as an internationally recognized leader and innovator in the world of education, athletic wellness, and lifestyle management transformation. He has partnered with educational institutions, business professionals, and community leaders to introduce and implement proven strategies and action plans that promote the intellectual and social advancement of all people.
Everybody's told me about the hundreds of thousands of individuals who are doing this work, and I applaud all the people who are doing this work. But the thing is that you can't do this work just in your basement.
This is The Rory T. Edwards Show with Sheila Robinson.
I was just reflecting back on our very first discussion about the format of the show, and there's one thing that just sticks out in my mind. You said people always want to talk about
problems. Because every time somebody calls, they want to discuss the problem. We're not talking about just the problems. So what we said we were going to do, we were going to concentrate on
the
solutions. So if you want to get the solution, you better tune into the Rory T. Edwards Show with the wonderful Sheila Robinson.
Some people can inspire changes in others by simply the power of their words. Rory T. Edwards is one of those people who can best be described as inspirational. Rory has made it his purpose in life to help others.
Being the age that I am, I still to this day can connect with the younger people.
And now listen and join in and be a part of today's conversation. The show will elevate your attitude to increase your altitude through the process of communication, wisdom, vision, experience, structure, and action, which will empower you to take responsibility for the outcome of your most precious possession, you.
Well, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome to the Rory T. Edwards Show with the wonderful Sheila Robinson. Sheila Robinson, how are you this evening?
Hey, partner, what's going on?
Ain't nothing going on but the rent, but I'm trying to make it the mortgage.
Hey, it's just a stepping stone. It's just a stepping stone.
It's a stone that I already stepped on and buried and won't, you know, do it again. That's all. In the immortal words of the Staple Singers, let's do it again.
You still on the music tip, huh?
I just let you know, yeah, I was.
You should have used that as one of your songs. You might have won last week.
Yeah, anyway, people already put their votes in. They put their votes in. The votes have been counted. This ain't the second Bush election. Don't play with me. Yes,
how's your week?
You know, every day that I'm able to wake up on this side of the grass is a good day. It's a good day. Because I'm able to provide and serve my purpose. How about yours?
It's awesome. I've taken on the role of director for the children's ministry at the famous Heritage Christian Center, and it's just exciting to see some of the young people and their vision and their energy. Lord, 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 their energy.
So should I call you pastor now? Should I call you pastor?
No, no, don't do that.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
That we got to pray about that one.
Okay, Deacon Sheila.
You can call me the director of the children's ministry. That's what you can call me.
All right.
But one thing is for sure is, you know, this is Autism Month as well, and for the first time, I actually had a chance to have an autistic child in the children's ministry today. And, you know, my heart goes out to the parents and those who are dealing with that that disease, because it's got to be challenging. It really has to be very, very challenging. And when you can't just grab someone and hold them and let them know you love them and, you know, it's hard. It must be very hard. So let's just hope that there's some type of cure or a way to make that easier for the parents, you know, coming down the pike?
Well, you know, it's just so ironic that you said that because, you know, our guest today, Kenya Washington, who is Keeper. I'm going to mess up Kenya's title. Wait till she comes on. She's going to tell us. But, you know, we're going to take a quick break before she comes on. But a lot of the diseases and some of the things that we are affected with now, our children are through an unsolicited strategic madness of some of the toxins that are ingested through our food, through our air, through our water, through our vitamins, through a lot of things that we're not even aware of. And that's why we're going to talk about some of these topics today, because a lot of times is that we're just in survival mode. And in survival mode, a lot of times you don't even realize what you're ingesting. Or if somebody says, well, take this, it's going to make you better, baby. And so what we do that, and we don't even understand what are all the ramifications that are going to occur based on us ingesting this into our system, right? Our system is like, you know, you have a car, and they tell you to put a particular type of oil in or a particular type of gas in, and so you want to be an economist, and you say, well, I'm going to put in what I want to put in. And all of a sudden, your car starts running wrong, and it starts ticking and starts bucking, and you're saying, what's wrong with my car? What's wrong with my car? But you don't realize that what you've done is you put the wrong ingredient in to make the car run right. You see, so in our communities, we put a lot of the wrong ingredients in our system to make our bodies and our minds and our spirits run right. And so that's the stuff we're going to talk about today. And we're going forward, we're going to talk about that even more because, you know, one of the things that, you know, in the introduction, it says that I've worked with black males for quite a while, and I have. But I also realize that it's just people in general. And there's a large percentage of people out there in general who are just so misinformed. And I'm not saying I'm the most informed person because there's areas of knowledge that I lack. But I think that what we're going to do is we're going to open up one of those doors today, and it's the nutrition. Because one of the things that we all need to do to survive is to eat, right? What they say, the essential elements of our survival is our food, water, and our nutrition, and our, what is the other one? Our housing, right? Or our shelter. And so we're going to expose one of those areas today, and I think that what we're going to do is we're going to ask people to call in, because let me just put the disclaimer out there now. We're going to talk about the masculinity, the demasculinity of some of our young males. And so I know there's people out there and who may feel differently, and we're not challenging who you sleep with. Because at the end of the day, and whoever you believe in, you have to answer to those, that person, right? Not me. I don't have to answer for you. You have to answer for yourself. So if you believe in the existence and the creation and the continuing development of a race, then you have to understand the process by which that race continues to evolve. Does that make sense? Was that politically correct?
Makes sense to me.
Okay. So do you have any comments on that, on what we're going to be dropping today?
Well, I would love to hear more. I mean, because that's a very general topic when you talk about I always mispronounce that word. But, you know, because I have a son. So I would love to hear more on the topic and what Kenya's thoughts and direction would be on that.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and what we want to do is be able to we want to be able to just have this conversation straight through and get some callers to ask them questions. But one of the things we're talking about is saving the masculinity of our sons, right? Protection through nutrition. And that's a report that Kenya sort of sent to me based on some of the work that I'm about to do with some of these single mothers. And the single mothers workshops are not going to be limited to just African-American mothers. It's going to be sort of focused on mothers who have sons. And there's no age limit because there's certain things that you need to realize based on some of the things that you see in your son, regardless of the age that he is, right? And so we're going to work on that. So I think that what we need to do is just pay a few bills, take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll have Kenya Washington in the studio and we can get this conversation going. Sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Rory T. Edwards Show with Sheila Robinson.
Chronic Killer, that's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, this is a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added colors, no added chemicals. Then give us a call at 404-286-6700 or come on down to 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. We're looking for distributors and master distributors. Want to learn how? Go online to chronickiller.com and register. Chronickiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Are you frustrated at the thought of shopping? Is it time to change your style but you don't know where to start? Would you love to have someone shop for you and have you looking and feeling fabulous? Well, we have the solution for you, Love E Fashion. They handle everything from closet organization, styling, wardrobe, gift shopping, and so much more. Go to loveefashion.com or call them at 404-908-7997 and tell them WXRP sent you and receive 30 minutes of service free when you purchase any service. Love E Fashion. Helping you look and feel fabulous.
We talking about great, 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 great song to introduce the topic for which we're talking about, because we are one. I mean, together, we, what's the little saying? I forgot.
All for one, one for all.
There you go. That's why you on this radio show with me, because sometimes I'm slipping on that black ice.
You always need somebody that can finish your sentence.
Hey, I don't know if they know what I'm about to say, because you never know what comes out the mouth of the one and only Robbie T. Davis. But without further ado, let's bring Kenya Washington to the studio. Kenya.
Peace, everyone. Good evening. This is Kenya Washington, also known as Kenya, Keeper of the Gardens.
All right. We need some fruit. We need some fruit today, Kenya, or some vegetables. We need some. Hope you got some animals out there. We're gonna get a full course meal today.
Right.
Because we definitely need to get this information out there. And we, you know, Kenya. I mean, you listened to the shows before, and you know, I always say we can't be apologetic about the truth.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And there's so many times that we are apologetic about. We try to sugarcoat a few things. Oh well, it's okay, you know. But when we talk about the masculinity of our males, our sons, mm-hmm. saving mm-hmm. the masculinity of our sons, this is so precious to the legacy of us as a people. Would
right.
you agree?
Yes, definitely. The world over. So, like when you were talking just now, and peace, Sheila. She said, all for one, one for all. So it made me think of out of many nations, we are still one people, because this issue of food and nutrition is plaguing the whole earth right now.
Right,
you know, so
right.
this conversation comes at a very profound time when you see all the travesties going on, even in our homeland of Africa, the South African tragedy that has began, you know, the murders of our black men and young men on the streets. You know, it's just a devastating time. But in the midst of all this filthy water, we could be the white lilies and decide to turn the tide on what seems to me to be a continuation of a form of genocide, even if there is no, specifically speaking about nutrition, we don't see the gun, we don't see the barrel of the gun, but at the same time, the food is obliterating our minds, and it's obliterating our souls and our whole psyches. You know,
right.
So,
and that's one of the things we need to survive. So for all the listeners who are new to the show, Kenya has been on the show before, and she provided such great information in regardless to the same topic about the food, because it's one of the essential things that we all have to do every day to survive. You have to. And people just don't know. They go, you know, parents pull up to fast food restaurants because it's convenient.
Right.
And they don't realize all of the stuff that they had actually, they're ingesting in their children. And so, Kenya, you know, this is about you right now. You know, let's talk about it, because what I want to really for you to concentrate on, because you sent me a wonderful document in reference to what I'm going to use, and I'm going to start pointing the people that I work with towards Kenya's website and information so that they can get this information firsthand from an expert. But when we talk about the food warrior mindset, you know, so many times parents are exhausted. You know,
right.
we're going to talk about single parent families who parents have to work all day, and they come
right.
home and the only thing they're doing is talking about, I just need to cook something for my children so that I'm not considered a bad parent. And
right.
and the stores live off that, because they know if I put this quick fix food on the shelves, she's going to pick that up and take it home, and that's going to be the thing that's going to start this slow process of the genocidal reduction of a race.
Yes, definitely.
So, talk to me, Kenya. It's your world now. I'm sorry for talking so much, but it's your world.
Well, that's okay, but, you know, I tried to come to this perspective, you know, what can we as women do to save our men, to save our sons? And the most thing, even if you're not a traditional woman as far as, you know, staying home, being a stay-at-home mom, or you're working a full-time job traveling around the earth, you still got to make sure your children and your family is fed. So no matter what we're doing, we all have to feed ourselves and our families. So even when I just look at the whole situation with the food stamps, you know, you get an abundance of money every month, but what do we spend our money on, you know? So I know what it feels like to have to feed my family and know you want to cook a meal. It could be very stressful. That's actually one of the most stressful things in my life right now, is always figuring out how to best feed my family on my shoestring budget that I have right now. And so when we're talking specifically about our meals, the first thing that comes to my mind, and it's one of the most simplest things that we can do, is to stop drinking tap water. And I say to stop drinking tap water because just from the nozzle of our faucet, we are affecting our endocrine and our nervous systems. And in addition, there has been many reports that fluoride is also causing great amounts of depression in adults and children. And if we think about it, the nursery water they sell is always full of fluoride. We take our children to go get their teeth cleaned, they give them fluoride treatments, and so forth and so on. So, you know, many of the grocery stores now have distilled water machines where you can fill up a gallon of water for 30 cents. And I would just also say that the water bottles, that most of the water comes in the plastic bottles, that's full of BPA. BPA is also a chemical that readily affects our nervous system, and it can also trigger on hyperactive situations in our children and in ourselves. So I like to focus on the water. And secondly, I want us to understand how a man's body works. So when you're a child, from a baby to, like, I think the age is like 25, the male has a high level of testosterone. And as you age, over the age of 35, your testosterone starts going down and your estrogen levels start going up. So when we look at a lot of the problems that our adult males are having, specifically, you know, like we see all these Viagra commercials, it affects the endocrine system. Now, the endocrine system is the system in our bodies that regulate the natural chemicals and hormones within our bodies. So all men and all women have both estrogen and testosterone. However, in our children, now if we're looking at young boys, the estrogen level is way too high, because the estrogen level is supposed to be very low and high testosterone just for the natural nature of them to develop. As far as their emotions are concerned, their bodies are concerned, their minds are concerned. And when a male has an imbalance of his testosterone the way it's supposed to be naturally, that naturally causes a lot of anxiety and depression in our men and in our boys. And a lot of the chemicals that are in the food counteract that anxiety and depression. And so when we're thinking about the foods, for example, soy has infiltrated itself into most areas of our food industry. So even if you're not eating soy-based products, there's soybean oil in almost every food processed food there is. And the key thing about the soy now is that soy is one of the most produced genetically modified organisms. Now, what is GMO? GMO is genetically modified organisms. And they came on the scene in 1996 by a company named, can I name the company or no? Okay, a big multinational company. Okay,
just
a big
name
company.
Let's name it. Yes, put it out there.
Named Monsanto and Dow. Okay, these two companies have created GMO seeds for soybeans, different vegetables. They got new ones coming out every day. They just marketed and approved of GMO apples. And what a GMO seed is that the seed has been spliced and regenerated to produce its own pesticide within it. So say if you're growing corn, which is also the other number one GMO crop. So you take corn and soybeans, from the time they start growing in the earth, they're growing with pesticides. And these pesticides are very dangerous, again, to our nervous system, which controls our emotions and our psyche, and our endocrine system, which also controls our psyches, but through our testosterone and estrogen levels. So the key thing is when you're in the grocery store, if you could at least look at your labels and see what food products are GMO, which ones are non-GMO. A lot of times the non-GMO foods now will label it with this little picture of a butterfly on a leaf. And then we also have to talk about eating organic. Eating organic is very key because these same pesticides, the bodies are in the foods that we eat because, you know, they put the pesticides and the insecticides on the crops. But when you get organic foods, it's foods grown without the chemicals. Yes, they're a little more expensive, I will say. However, you talked about the mindset of the food warrior. Now, to me, the mindset of a food warrior is to know that my food and what I'm feeding myself and my family is number one, next to taking care of my rent, my mortgage, putting gas in the car. Okay. The food budget is very key. So I know myself, and I'm not saying this for anybody else, but this is just me, I know that I haven't had a manicure or a pedicure since 2008. That was the last time I had a manicure. And why is this? It's because I put my extra money into my food budget so that I can be sure to feed my children and my family the proper things to ward out extra hyperactivity or extra outbursts and tantrums. Because I can give my child something now. We're going to talk about colors. I can give my son some candy or something with some artificial colors in it. And he's already at 30% hype, you know, ready to go hype all the time. But if I give him that dose of coloring, which is like a red 40, blue lake 1 or 5, yellow 6, and they're always on the ingredient label, and they're the last that are listed in the ingredient label, the artificial colors, he will go from 10 to 100 in a matter of 5 minutes. And a lot of times the way the colors, especially the red 40, affects our sons, as far as I've seen also in the school system, is that it causes a lot of anger and frustration. That's usually the first emotion I see once they get a dose of colors is anger, frustration, and they get very tired if they're not extra hyper. And Sheila mentioned that, you know, this is Autism Month. Autism and ADHD on the spectrum are like, you know, the liberals and the conservatives. They're on the same spectrum, but one is at one end and one is on the other end. So the ADHD, you're extra externally. On the autism side, you pull in all of your energy onto your internal. But a lot of the doctors that treat the children with ADHD and autism, they prescribe to a certain diet, a certain set of nutrition, which is taking out all the artificial colors, reducing or depleting the refined sugar and the artificial sweeteners, and reducing the intake of grain, which is like the wheats, the barleys. And I know everybody's on the kick of whole grain. However, the grains and the wheat and the flour, it definitely affects our nervous system and our mental and emotional self. So I would like to call out to a book by Dr. Perlmutter. It's called The Grain Brain. And he goes into great deep with minimal wheat and grains, especially if we're dealing with issues of ADHD and autism. For sure.
What's the name of that book again? What's the name?
It's called The Grain Brain.
Okay. And who is it by?
Grain. Dr. Perlmutter.
Dr. Perlmutter?
Mutter.
Oh, Mutter. M-U-T-H-E-R?
Yes. Okay. I believe, I can't quote his spelling of his name, but I believe it's P-E-R-L-M-U-T-T-E-R.
Okay.
And you can actually often see his talk or his workshop on PBS. They show it often. So then the question is, well, how do we link all this situation with the food problem and bring it home directly to our sons? And I know this is an issue that affects all of our children. However, I'm always looking at our black male children because I just spent a lot of time working in a middle school here in Georgia, and I compare my experience in the North to here in the South, and I'm not being general. However, I see a lot of demasculation going on with our sons in schools. So now if you have a child who has been full of the sugary cereal colors and all of these other things before they get to school or when they get the free breakfast at school, by the time they have first period, they are way past the stratosphere. And then now, if you think about us as adults, we're not always keyed into taking these things out of our systems. So we are also skeed up. So then you have a whole lot of chemical combustions going around because everybody's psyches and emotions and depression and anxiety is clashing in the classroom. And now estrogen, too much estrogen in our daughters and in us as women, it has a counter effect. We can become aggressive. We can also become very depressed and anxious, but it propels us into a new realm where we're not just deepening our femininity, so to say. We actually go to be more aggressive. And I see this every day because after lunch, I don't know how many times I've counted and checked it out, that the girls are being very aggressive and violent with the boys in school. And why I call this demasculation is because when a boy seems to speak up and tell someone that a girl punched me in the chest or kicked me in the side or punched me in the stomach, it goes without a word. Like a teacher can hear it. It goes in one ear and out the other and say, oh, you'll be okay. Go sit down. The girl has no ramifications, no discipline. She's not in ISS. And she feels empowered now in her aggression. It's really my concern, too, is how is this food situation plaguing our socioeconomic situation within our communities, within our homes, and in regards to the children, definitely in our schools, because they're fed these poisons all day long in the free food. You know, right. I don't know how many times I kind of break my back to make home-cooked meals in the morning because it's cheaper to do that than to buy ready-made food or other kinds of lunch food. But at the same time, I can't send my children to school to get the free lunch because they come home and they are totally different children. It'll take us all night just to settle down and do homework.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? So then now when I'm looking at it like single mothers now, because I was alone raising my children for a little while, and the things I saw my son go through were heartbreaking to me. And it wasn't until a while that I realized he was getting candies and other things that I wasn't giving to him, but these outbursts and these emotions were feeding my emotions of adversity, and we became this, in Spanish they say chocar, we just came this battleground of constant back and forth. And it was a lot of friction, you know. So I'm not saying that taking these items out of the diet is going to make things go 100% well, but it could take away a whole thousands of layers that don't belong in your relationship. So now when we say single mothers oftentimes we have broken hearts, we have resentments, we have feelings of betrayals, we have feelings of violations, and so forth and so on. And now if you have a son, he's feeling a lot of those same things just because he might not see his dad every day or just because he might not have a certain level of comfort every day. So a lot of times us as people, when our serotonin, which is the feelings in our body that give us a feeling, a good feeling, when you're depressed or anxiety, that serotonin goes down. So what do we all want to do sometimes to pacify the emotions is to eat.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so what snacks do we have in our cupboards to quell the storm sometimes? Because we all know we love giving a little baby or a child something sweet and tasty because it just brings them to a calm, sweet place.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. You just said that, Kenya. It happened today. Today was my first day leading the children's ministry. And as soon as one of the kids started acting up, they went right for the lollipop. And I thought to myself, what is in that lollipop? I mean, the kid did calm down, but I thought, there's got to be a better, healthier way to give snacks without thinking that, you know, it's like an unlearned bad behavior, right? How do you find a way to make that comfortable for those who think that's the solution when it really could be very well a part of the problem? So, what are some of the things? What are some of those quick snacks that you think?
Well, some of the things that my babies like to eat, they like to eat roasted kale. Like you could take the kale and bake it in the oven and it comes out like crispy potato chips. You know, I know one brand of chips. Everybody loves a chip. I know I love my chips. The one brand of chips that comes off to mind is kettle chips. Kettle chips are I have already been clarified to be non-GMO. So that's a safe chip to eat because Lay's potato chips, they have determined, are pure GMO, and there's even some kind of meat oils inside the oils that they use to cook the chips. And one thing is that my children and I, we've been trying to experiment making healthy sweets like lollipops and chocolates and things, but at TJ Maxx, I know this is crazy, but at TJ Maxx, they often have a bag of lollipops called Yummy Earth. Yummy Earth organic lollipops. There's no additives. There's no false sugars. It's natural organic cane sugar. And you can get a big bag of like 50 lollipops for like $4.99. And they're small enough not to be too sweet. They're big enough to give them a nice treat. And it's made with fruit juice. I mean, so I know I carry these around in my purse. You know, fruits. I mean, I know everybody doesn't like the fruits, but you can get them to like the fruits. Help them to cut up fruit salad. Put a little bit of some non-concentrated lemon juice on it. The fruit doesn't turn brown. It's nice in their lunch bag. It stays well in the fridge. You can make healthy homemade cookies. The cookies, and that's actually cheaper to make the cookies than to buy the batches already made. And when you make things homemade, very economical, can carry you through the week, but you are guaranteed to know that you do not have poisons in your in the system when they're eating the snacks. So you can feel good about them having an extra cookie. And they feel like, wow, I got a special treat. I'm definitely going to behave. You know, they get a good feeling. So, you know, I'm not saying to cut out all of these things, but there's an alternative for everything. You know.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's some really, really good stuff. And, you know, for one thing I want us to do is make sure that we mention your website a couple of times before we end the program. We don't want to get to the end of the program and then just say your website, because I believe we have callers on the line right now, and I
okay.
want people who might not be able to get through to at least go to your website and see it real time. So they may have a question on something that's on the website. So do we have any callers on the line? Let's see. I'm trying to see if I can ping my engineer. But in the meantime, so in cooking those, I know you said that, like, you could make some homemade cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
How do you know what kind of ingredients
are in? I have these really good, I don't know how I even found them. They're really good websites that send you recipes almost every day and on a weekly basis. The one thing that I think of is something called the Healthy Apple. Gives you recipes for gluten-free treats. Gluten-free means that it's a diet without any wheat. It has no wheat gluten, no wheat. But they give you so many wonderful recipes, like homemade granola bars. You know how they like to have the fruit roll-ups, the chewy fruit? It teaches you how to make your own homemade fruit roll-ups, cookies. You know, so I just spend a lot of time going through this. And then there's also a magazine called Living Without. They send you a lot of recipes, too. Like, say if you have a regular chocolate chip cookie recipe, but you want to take out some of the bleached flour, certain additions, they'll tell you what to substitute. So I'm not going to say it's easy, because it isn't easy always, but if you really are a food warrior and you really want to make a change, the information is there for you right at your fingertips, you know. And so I just also want to say that I don't have my website up and running as of yet, and I do. I have been writing to start my blog. I'm waiting to get like a month's worth of writing before I begin, because, you know, you got to do that every day. So I'm waiting to get my month's worth of writing in, and it's going to be centered around teaching people the healthy and medicinal information about herbs and spices. Because a lot of the herbs and spices you can actually use to detoxify your body on a regular basis as you eat every day. So like thyme and cilantro, they can detoxify the body of metals and certain chemicals and pesticides. Broccoli, that's also a number one vegetable your body of chemicals and metals and pesticides.
I love broccoli. And the asparagus, too, is my new favorite. I think I heard that word as a child, and every time I would hear it, I would say, that has nothing to do with me. And then my daughter, who is going to school to be a chef, actually made some. Yeah. So about a year ago, she made some asparagus that just took me to
a new level.
Right? He's so good.
Right? It's delicious. And there's actually an article. If you Google the clean 15 and the dirty dozen, you will come up with different articles that will tell you definitely the clean 15 that you really should have to eat organic and the dirty dozens. And there's some fruits, like, for example, which one is it? Mangoes. Mangoes, they say, does not ingest the pesticide and insecticides. So if you can't eat an organic mango, which they're very hard to find, you can feel comfortable eating a regular mango. But like certain things like strawberries, your leafy green vegetables, your broccoli, you definitely, and mushrooms, and potatoes, and carrots, you definitely want to eat these items organic. And one thing that we have here in Georgia that I think is so profound, I wish it was everywhere, is the DeKalb Farmers Market on East Ponce de Leon. You can find every vegetable you want with an organic choice or an inorganic choice. So I've kind of reduced my kitchen to what can I get organic, that's what we're going to eat. And if I can't get there and I have to rely on the local grocery stores, I know what grocery store has what that's organic, and that's what we're going to eat. And, you know, my son, he loves his tablet. But I notice a lot of the children, they like to hold their tablets on their laps. And a tablet and a laptop is very dangerous for our men and our sons particularly, because it depletes the testosterone naturally. So we really got to be careful, too, as to how we use our electronic devices, because the Wi-Fi and the radiation.
Are you kidding, Kenya? You have got to
know
more about that. Because
I'm really
you
serious.
Oh, my.
That's why I just took my laptop off my lap.
Yeah, I'm really serious about that. It's true. You know? They did a study on men. They tested their testosterone level, and then they gave them laptops to use on their laps for about an hour. After that was over, they tested the testosterone again, and the testosterone level went down about 20%. So when we think about this, you know, everybody wants this cool watch now, the new Apple Watch. You know, we like to hold our phones on our hips. And, you know, it's always easy to put the laptop on our lap because, you know, we're on the go, we're on the move. But I just am so concerned because it's dangerous for our men and our sons. I mean, it can even cause erectile dysfunction. So I was talking to my son about this. He was like, well, why, Mommy? Why can't I hold it on my lap? I said, well, one day you're going to want to have children and a family of your own. And so you have to protect what God gave you now so that it will work later, you know. And so he takes that very seriously, and if he reads something and he wants something like a juice or something and he sees that there's grapefruit in it, he'll say, Mommy, I can't drink this because grapefruit prevents the body from digesting estrogen. So grapefruit can cause estrogen to just sit in the body. And the soy is dangerous not just because it's GMO, but because soy is pure estrogen. So pure estrogen, a lack of digestion of estrogen, and our technology is keeping a high level of estrogen in our bodies, and the males are at an epidemic with their testosterone. I really believe this, and I know this, and I even seen articles and all these documents and videos talking about male testosterone level. I was actually very shocked, but I was thankful for the information because I could save my son, you know.
Right. And there's a few things that I think, Kenya, because we have about, you know, 5 minutes of this information and all of this we could speak for weeks, because you and I are in the capital of where we see a lot of demasculinity of a lot of our males. And it's not at a certain level. It's not like you can look at a certain group of individuals. You're looking at, you know, young males in elementary school, middle school, high school, you know, grown men who are displaying these actual behaviors of very feminine characteristics. And again, you know, like I said in the beginning, I'm not trying to judge anyone, because, you know, if you believe in a higher power and you believe that you'll be judged by that higher power, then That's what you have to deal with, not me. And
right.
I don't have really the energy or the time to, you know, question what your intentions are. But I do know that based on any race of individuals, for you to continue to develop and to procreate, that there's a method that the Creator put in place for that to happen.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, if you can't abide to that, and you want to argue the fact that this is the way that you were created by the Creator, then I totally disagree with that. But that's
right.
just my opinion, right? That's my opinion.
Right.
And,
right.
and I think my opinion is going to be valid as long as I have breath on this earth. So
Amen.
The fact of the matter is that one of the things that we need to make aware for our listeners are a few things. And one of the things is that if you were to give maybe top five things for people to do that
okay.
would also help prevent their sons from
demasculinity,
right.
Okay.
What would they be?
Okay.
And I know we might have a few callers, but we only got five
right.
minutes, so we're going to drop these five, and then if we have a caller or so, or one or two or three, we can get them in, too, to ask you a question. But give me their top five, please.
Okay. First, again, is the water. Tap water is full of atrazine, and atrazine is a chemical that has already shown in frogs to cause them to take on female characteristics and actually lay eggs. You can research it on PANA.org, atrazine. Okay? Secondly is to minimize the technology on the laps of our sons, because that is definitely a depletion of testosterone and it causes an increase of estrogen. Number three is I would say eat organic as much as possible. Four, I would say definitely do your research and know what foods are GMO, genetically modified organisms, and stay away from those, because the ill effects of GMO can show up in three generations in the future. Okay? Five is I would encourage mothers to stay away from the formula, baby formula, because most of it is genetically modified and most of it also has soy. So you're feeding your baby bottles of steroidal estrogen, which is not natural, and it's GMO. So you're like doing a disservice to your baby from the time it comes out. And breastfeeding, if we could breastfeed our babies for at least a year, we give them so much more opportunity to live their natural life. So even if a baby is going to end up growing into being a homosexual, at least we know that it's not because of these false additives and chemicals that have transformed them into something that they are not naturally. And they say you could save 830,000 lives of children every year just by breastfeeding them.
Wow. Okay. I was going to say something real, real slick, but I'm going to keep it 100% right now.
You saying that. You
I want to hear it.
I want to hear it.
Now, my mother's listening. My mother's listening. My mother's listening. You know I got to do this. I got to do this every show. I just got to do that. If that was the case, if it comes down to breastfeeding, hallelujah, holla back.
She is shaking her head. She is shaking her head right now.
Yes, she is. But you know, hey, this is what God has made me to be. I say the things that a lot of people think. How about that?
Hey, it's all good.
Well, can you tell people, let people know, because we know that we're going to highlight your website on all of the information that I'm producing, because of the fact that I think this is vital information, because our parents and our mothers, again, like I stated earlier in the conversation, is that all the mothers I talk to are saying, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know what I'm so overwhelmed, but. You know, one of the things that I told them is that you're only overwhelmed based on the choices that you make. So if you have multiple children by multiple men, it's not the fact that, you know, you're overwhelmed by circumstance, you're overwhelmed by choice. So you have to make those good choices. But when the individual and child is here, you have to do the best that you can for that child. So we're definitely going to use your information, because I think food is one of the ways that continues to keep our children, first of all, functional.
Yes.
But we also have to realize what they're ingesting.
Right.
And how we can correct that. So, I mean, however people can reach you until we get your information up and running, we want them to know that.
Yeah, I would say you can friend me on Facebook, Kenya Washington, because I post a lot of this information on my page. And then also I just give you my email straight, and you can email me, and I'll definitely contact you and do the research and send you whatever information you need. My email is pleaselovetheearth, all spelled out, at yahoo.com.
Please love the earth. Please.
Yep.
L-O-V-E or L-U-V?
Yep. L-O-V-E.
Okay.
The earth at yahoo.com. And I also have been helping people to do makeovers, like nutrition makeovers. So if you're in the area around Atlanta, you can also contact me, and I serve as a consultant to help people to transform their kitchens and transforming their families.
Excellent. So please love the earth at yahoo.com?
Yep.
Okay. That sounds great. So, Kenya, again, this has been very informative. We want you to stay, stay connected with us during this month, because we're going on these topics about saving our legacy for the entire month. So we might just call you, and I appreciate you making the adjustments for this week, but we might just call you and say, Kenya, we need a little bit more information on a particular topic as far as nutrition. So I appreciate you for
Can I shout out one more book that will broaden your mind to understand? I would be remiss if I didn't mention the ISIS papers by Dr. Francis Kress Welsing, because if a mother is wondering, well, how does all this play into a big infrastructure of deterioration of my child, my son, my black men, read that book, and it will be a beautiful eye-opener for us as women who are not very keyed into those things that are happening around us. It will definitely be a beautiful wake-up call for anyone who is very serious about being a food warrior, which is also a warrior to save our children, our sons, our men.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So is that ICES papers?
No,
yep.
ISIS. Yes.
Okay.
ISIS papers by Dr. Francis Kress Welsing.
Very good. Got it. I will post that as well, and I'll lead people to your Facebook page.
Excellent.
All right, Kenya, we thank you again.
Thank you.
And, you enjoy the rest of your Sunday and the rest of the week, and we'll definitely be in touch.
Thank you for this opportunity. Peace, Sheila. Peace, Rory.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, Robin, and we'll be right back on the Road to Yahoo show with Sheila Robinson.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Are you tired of your body sitting at work while your mind is on vacation? Well, let Roberts Travel Services take your body where your mind wants to go. From Tahiti for a romantic getaway to Vegas for a girl's getaway, Roberts Travel Services will take great care of you. Visit them at robertstourismservices.com or give them a call at 404-939-6638. That's 404-939-6638. And if you would like to help people see the world, make money while they do it, and receive travel perks as a travel agent, give Ms. Roberts a call at 404-939-6638. Roberts Travel Services. Let them help you see the world.
Don't go anywhere.
What?
We're not finished yet.
Listen to this.
Coming up next, it's the 60-Second Solution with Rory T. Edwards.
We could have the solution you're looking for.
We cool now.
Okay, so there's a lot of online learning out there, Mr. Edwards. What are some of the key things that you think we should have our young kids using their computers better for as it relates to learning?
Well, the one thing that I think is probably the greatest thing that they should be learning is their journey as a race. Because let me just share a quick story with you, and I think I'm going to end with this, is that when I went through my undergraduate class, or I had a professor who gave us the opportunity, and she and I had a few opportunities to go back and forth. We went back and forth a lot on just the historical contributions of her race, which was Jewish, and my race, which is African American. Maybe people don't know, but I am African American. And so one of the things that she always said is she gave us the opportunity to write about the greatest travesty in American history. And so when she said that, I lit up like a Christmas tree in Central Park. And I was like, because I'm going to get an opportunity now to really let her know that I understand the plight of the Holocaust, but nothing in this world was more of a travesty to the degrading of a people than the Maya, right? And so, make a long story short, because 60 seconds, as we spoke about that and I presented my paper, she said, you know what, Mr. Edwards, you have some great information, you have some great research, but let me tell you the difference in the Jewish story versus the African-American story. And I said, okay, what is it? And she says, you know what the difference is that the one thing that we do is we don't allow anyone else to tell our history. We share with our Jewish children from the day they can learn our Jewish history, right? She says the one thing that African-Americans do is they allow someone else to tell their story. And that hit me like a ton of bricks, that we allow everybody else to write our story, to tell our story, to provide our oral tradition. And we are so afraid because we don't want nobody or anyone to know that we as a people went through the travesties of slavery. And so the only way that we would never repeat slavery is to tell the story so that our children know. And so when we look at the prison population, we look at all of the travesties that are happening in the Black community, it is because we have allowed someone else to tell our story. So our children think this is the norm. So what I suggest that our children need to learn is their history, is that they come from greatness. They come from the initial existence of this world. And so I am so sorry that I am getting amped, because you know how I feel about this stuff. But that's what I would share with our children on what they need to learn as they open their computer. Every day, learn something about who you are and where you came from, because you cannot go where you don't know you came from.
Yes, sir.
The doors of the church are now open.
Well, one thing is for sure, you know, there's a lot of places they can find us, but if they can't find us following the Rory T. Edwards page, they can always write it.
In the sky. Peace and blessings, family.